This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It was a bullpen day. Guardians won. Jose Ramirez hit one that nearly went out. It hit the wall. He ended up with a triple standing up. It was almost he got tagged out, but he ended up making it to third earlier. And then he hits that home run and busts the game wide open.
Slobbered it.
It was a nice win. Obviously, anytime you win, it's nice. There was a bigger story, though, that ended up happening in this game. Now, I don't know. It's weird here because it was at that time a perfect game, but it was a combined perfect game. Do we have the play-by-play of this at all? Or any? I'm sorry, Owen. What did you say?
We just played it in the open.
I kind of want to get it again here because I want to go through this. Is when you lay down a bunt to break up a perfect game, people are going to get upset. But can I get that upset when at the time Tim Herron is now pitching for the Cleveland Guardians, where he was the 5th pitcher pitching for the Guardians at that time? When it's a combined perfect game no-hitter, is that something I should take umbrage with? Should I get really mad?
You can always. That's one of the unwritten rules in baseball, right? That you're not supposed to do it, even though I've seen it done plenty of times.
It's a 2-0 game, and he ended up scoring. TJ Friedel scored. So let's listen to the call again if we can. Go right on ahead, Owen.
Little bunt attempt. Herron grabs it, fires it. Not in time, and that'll be the first hit of the night, and listen to the boos.
He's upset. Matt Underwood's upset, and the fans are upset, and it does seem cheap.
Bally Sports is upset.
Bally Sports, yes. I mentioned Bally Sports now. Now they're not upset with me. They're booing him, and it's a cheap way to get on base. But it wasn't like Tanner Bibee was into the 7th inning and had a perfect game going, and now people were not talking to him in the dugout in between innings. Like it wasn't like that. It was a combined perfect game. So can I be that mad about it?
Well, remember, we're the team that is chasing the rare the no-hitter or a perfect game,
which we haven't had since 81.
Right. We're the one team. Every other team has had it, right? Other team has had them except us. We're the last one. So we'll do anything we can. We'll scratch. We'll claw. We'll do a combined no-hitter. We'll have the most pitchers ever to combine for a no-hitter. It wouldn't matter. I mean, we're chasing something
It would be a novelty, though. I don't think it would be like the Len Barker moment is an incredible moment because perfect games are perfect games. But I'm pointing out that it would be a novelty. Like the people who were in attendance. Well, how many people were at the game last night? I'm asking in general here. 25,860 was the attendance announced last night. So the 25,860, it would be a novelty that I was there for a combined no-hitter, perfect game. Like that would be the novelty of it. But it's like, well, there was like 7 pitchers out there at that time.
Yeah.
Which makes it.
Yeah, it's nowhere
some people
near,
might say even more impressive that 7 pitchers could go out there and actually get a perfect game. But either way,
it's nowhere near as special.
No, it's as, not. As it's not
like,
special.
Yeah, it's not let's as say special. Tanner Bibee went out there and actually, which they, I don't think they'd ever let him get that far.
But we'd start.
So that's the thing. I mean, who would even be allowed to chase a no-hitter right now for the Guardians?
True. But there's also the thought that he did come around and he did score. It was a 2-0 game. It wasn't like it was 7-0. So he scored, and they made it 2-1 later on. And so, Tone, can I be mad at him for doing what he did? Can I be mad at the Reds for laying a bunt down? Dave Bell's no longer their manager. Who the hell's their interim manager? Who the hell cares? Can I get mad at the guy for laying a bunt down to break up?
By any means necessary?
Not necessarily wreck the perfect game, but can you lay the bunt down to get on base to take the lead? Or to get back in the game to cut into a lead?
Yeah, I think it's still like a salty thing to do. It's a disrespectful thing to do. I also
disrespectful.
Yeah, it's always been a disrespectful thing.
Don't you play to win the game?
To try to break up.
It's disrespectful to try to win the game?
I don't think in that sport, hasn't it always been the unwritten rule that you don't do that?
Yeah, but haven't we started breaking unwritten rules recently, especially now that we have pitch clocks and we eliminated the shift? Are we not getting rid of, even though that those rules were technically unwritten, now they're written? Haven't we thrown that out? Or haven't we gotten rid of the pimping home runs? Have we not got rid of unwritten rules?
If the Reds were still in a playoff race, maybe you'd be like, okay, they're any means necessary.
Yeah, they need the game. Alive. They need to try to win.
They're not here
to try to preserve the sanctity of some of the baseball rules. With all that said, I thought it was disrespectful, but it doesn't surprise me given what had just transpired the night before. Like if ever there was a time to be disrespectful, it would be the way that the Reds feel after what happened the day before.
That is a good point. The Reds are 76-83, as Nick would say, they're booty cheeks. Okay, here is Stephen Vogt on the play in question.
Yeah, there's a perfect game on the line, but trying to win the game. It's a tough left-on-left matchup. They haven't gotten anything going all night. You know, there's going to be people all over the spectrum on whether that's okay or whether it's not. It's a good baseball play. I mean, you can't knock him for trying to get something going. And like I said, left-handed hitter trying to face Tim Herron. Got to try and find a way to get on base.
What do you think?
Well, there's no way. There's no way that Vogt wasn't like, are you serious, when it happened. I think he's playing it politically correct there.
You don't know that. Maybe he's telling the truth.
There's no way a guy like that, a baseball lifer, is okay with guys button to do that.
He's a baseball lifer, but he's also of the new generation. He's only a year older than me, right? He's 39. He's only a year older than I. And I'm saying to break up these rules. Maybe he feels differently about it, Tone.
Maybe he feels different. I didn't know that. So you've always been okay with the breaking up of the no-hitter with a bunt? I didn't know that.
No. I've been through utter turmoil since I woke up. Because last night I'm staying away from social media. I don't know yet. And so when I woke up, I'm going, man, I still don't know. If it were my team, I'd be saying, you play to win the game. You play to win the game. But it happened to my team, and I am a little bit like, well, I thought that was kind of cheap. But I go, well, wait a minute. Look at it from above all. You said you play to win the game. Do you not play to win the game? I mean, it is professional sports here. It's not. There's no unwritten rule that says you can't try to win a game.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you think they really care that much if they win a game that way? Like the Reds, in their specific predicament,
they're still professionals. I mean, coach, wouldn't they like to win more than
manager,
they lose?
Their manager just got the axe. It's been abysmal. They've been swept, by the way, 11 times this year
in series.
I saw that yesterday. James Rapine had it 11 times. I think these guys are just trying to get to the finish line as quickly as humanly possible at this stage. Last week of the year, a bunch of guys playing that probably wouldn't otherwise play. I will tell you that I I openly question whether or not they would have done this had they have not felt disrespect themselves by the way that the Cleveland social media team went after them over the last 24 hours. Because if ever there was, wait, you don't think that got back to them?
Oh, yeah.
I
just didn't think about it. That's why I'm laughing.
I was actually wondering if that was going to cause a brawl at some point, that they feel like they had been so disrespected by the Kentucky stuff, by the fake celebration, the Ohio Cup. Like, you know how these guys are. They just ask Kevin Durant how much they take social media aspects
so
seriously.
Can you get in trouble if, like, all of a sudden there's a brawl on the field and then they ask later on, they're like, well, I saw on their social media they said we were in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which probably some of the players do live across the river, I'd imagine. You'd have to think that some of them would live in Kentucky.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know where those guys live. I don't know enough about Cincinnati.
What are the tax implications between the two?
Don't even get me started.
Let's go.
Don't even get me started. I mean, we are a red state, but people say that,
Democratic
you guys
governor.
Pay kind of high taxes. They are technically a red state, but they have a Democratic governor. So
yep.
I'm sure the tax codes are all over the place. Major League Baseball
Something
and the NFL have to hate what's going on there.
We will break that down next segment.
We will do full tax code in about last night. I can tell you that. It would be nuts if that. I don't think that was the reason. Do you think that was the reason they laid a bunt down to wreck a combined perfect game? I think they were just trying to get the game.
I was trying to think. Well, if anything, I just think the Reds players just want the season to end as soon as possible. So I don't think they're trying to prolong any games.
Well, you know, before Anthony said that, I thought there's no way in hell it's that. But now that he says it, I think we run with it.
At least
till 7 o'clock.
No. Yeah. I can't. Because then it... I got fooled by the AI, and I don't want it to sound like I'm being petty with being fooled with the AI. I don't think that they were thinking they were wearing Cincinnati and Kentucky and celebrating the Ohio Cup on social media that some 20-something person who's running their social media decided to do it. I don't think that they were mad at the other Guardians for doing that.
I just think in general, like the Guardians, they do their fair share of trash talk.
Yes, they do.
I think overall, this has been a very unpleasant stay in Cleveland for the Reds over the last few days.
Yes.
And their season has been one of yet another dumpster fire going nowhere fast.
True. It has
so been. What's the one disrespectful thing you could do to try to get your revenge?
Lay a bunt down?
To lay a bunt down to ruin what could be history.
Could always throw at somebody. Yeah. Would you get more out of throwing at somebody, or would you get more out of laying a bunt down to wreck a combined perfect game? Russ in Euclid, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Russ.
Okay, so if you're not winning titles and you're not winning games, which the Reds are clearly not, man, the last thing you want is for somebody to no-hit you or throw a perfecto against you. You lay down that bunt, period. Now, if you're up 9-0 in the top of the ninth, you start laying down bunts, then you deserve to have a ball in your backside on the inside fastball. But you lay down that bunt. You do not want to be no-hit, period.
I don't even think it's just – I think it was 2-0, and they saw a way to get back into the baseball game.
But I'm telling you, you don't want to walk out with zeros.
Yeah, but what's the best, Russ? Yeah, I would ask this.
I can agree with you.
What's the better chance of getting a hit? Is it really the bunt? Bunt seems like a very low percentage play.
If you got a guy that could get fast, can get out of the box and be fast out there to first base, I think it's decently high percentage
don't
play.
Don't we say that that's what's kind of lost on this year of baseball players, that ability to kind of lay one down? That used to be something taught at every level. Now, I mean, who's teaching that to that extent?
Professional baseball players can lay down bunts, I would imagine.
I don't know. No, that's one of the things I always hear when I hear, like, Rick Manning talking baseball or somebody like Steve Stone. They're like, oh, it's a lost art. These guys can't do it.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures, and you go for the 26-foot hit if you can.
Russ, thank you very much for the call. I think some of this stuff is Bolsheviks. I never saw – how many times you see Jim Thome lay down a bunt? How many times did you see – how many times did Babe Ruth have to lay down a bunt? How many times did any of these guys in any bygone era have to lay down a bunt? It's a lost art. Exactly. You've always had guys who could bunt and who couldn't bunt. So I don't want to hear any of that. I think that that's garbage. I don't care what generation it is.
I'm just impressed that Kenny's team bunt to break up the no-hitter. I didn't know that. I didn't know you had that in you.
It's not to break up the no-hitter. It's a 2-0 game.
Oh, they don't. You think they cared honestly
about
Whit?
Yes, they do. They don't want to, be no hit, and they also have a chance to win a baseball game. Everybody wants to win no matter what the situation is.
The no hit thing, I'm not entirely convinced that a bunt is going to be a higher percentage play to break up a no hitter than swinging away. If you were to look at the percentage of bunts that you're able to lay down for an actual hit, and the success rate, that's got to be lower than any of these players going up against actual pitching.
He cut the lead in half. He got around and scored. They manufactured a run. God, I hate that term. But they manufactured a run. The bunt worked. So he saw a chance to get back into the baseball game, even though you're not out of it at 2-0, and you cut it in half. It wasn't his fault that Jose Ramirez came up and socked one out and put the game out of reach later on. It wasn't his fault that that happened. But there was an opportunity to jump back in. It did work. It was 2-1. Okay, we go to the eighth. Let's see what happens. Or the bottom, I should say. Well, let's see what happens. So I can see why they did that. I don't think you've got a grasp on it. Just because you're not good and your manager just got fired doesn't mean just go out there and not try. Especially with that team. Like, there's guys. Like, I could see if, like, the Yankee season went to hell. Well, there's guys who have long contracts on that team that I'm sure have gone through the motions in years past. I don't think the Reds are in a position where they can do that. Just because of the type of players that they have, I don't think that they can do that. No, I disagree. 216-474-0092. Well, do you consider it disrespectful then?
It's disrespectful. The most disrespectful thing you can do.
I want to ask the people. Did you feel disrespected as a Guardians fan because the Reds laid down a bunt breaking up a perfect game, even though it was a, at that time, five-pitcher perfect game?